to the Open Tab.
All right. Welcome, Open Tabians, to the Open Tab, where we start every episode with an open tab. How many times can you say open tab in a sentence? A lot. This is Summer Sessions, a more chill vibe than what we are normally used to. I am Brian. Joining me is my co-host for the summer, Matt.
Matt is here.
And today's special guest is one of my longtime friends. I consider him one of my best friends. He was also on an episode of Drunk with Buds with me one time, so you might recognize him if you're a fan of that. Snyderman.
You're going to make me cry.
His name's Matt, too.
Yeah, his name's also Matt, but to keep it separate, we'll call him Snyderman.
That works.
All right. This is Summer Sessions.
Hey guys, welcome to the Open Tab. What are we having?
All right, we are here at Open Tab Summer Sessions. We are back. We had a long hiatus, actually. That's my fault, partly. We had some audio technical difficulties, and then last week we couldn't really meet up, right, Matt?
I don't even remember what happened last week, but yeah, there was some issue.
So we should be on episode 6, but we're going to be on episode 3 right
Four.
Now.
Four,
sorry. So I'm sorry to Derek and Andy. We will not put your episodes up. Maybe they'll come back for another show or episode or something.
Together, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we can do Ooh. 2-for-1. I love three ways. But we are here.
For some
band. TOS.
Band. We are here with my longtime friend, Snyderman.
What's up?
But as always, before we start the show, it is Open Tab, so we talk about the beers we're drinking for the first part of the show. Mm. So what are you drinking? You don't have the can.
Nope. It's a vanilla milkshake of some sort.
Okay, yeah.
IPA.
Yeah, I don't know who it's from, but it's a vanilla milkshake IPA, and how do you like it?
It's okay. It's not my go-to.
Yeah.
But it's all right. How you like it?
He gave me a little sample of it. And it's okay. It's a little too sweet for me. It's like a sweet beer.
His looks really like cloudy compared to yours.
Yeah.
Maybe give you the backwash.
I had a beer like this. It was like a Rice Krispie. This tastes like a Rice Krispie.
Did you have the creamsicle beer when we were on one episode? It might have been one that was deleted.
That one was really good.
Was it really?
I don't remember.
I saw that at the liquor store. I was thinking about it, and I was like, nah.
They actually remember that one, because I had one of those.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think it was in a tall boy can, too.
It was good, and I thought it was good.
Delicious. Matt, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Gadget. It's by Urban Artifact. It is a raspberry and blackberry Midwest fruit tart. It's really good, and I don't even remember the first time I had it, I think. I don't think we're on a podcast, but somebody gave me one, and then I like went and bought 12 the next day, and they don't last long. I drink them fast. I like them a lot. I'm not a beer critic. We got to disclaim that as we talk about beers, but
no, absolutely not. We are not beer professionals here. We drink beers because we like the taste, and we like to try new ones to see if there's anything else out there.
It's not nearly as tart as some of those other tarts, so I think that's why I like it.
Yes. I love the Gadget. It's one of my favorites from Urban Artifact.
8% alcohol, too, so that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Alcohol
makes it taste better.
Mine is from a city in Chicago. Mine is from a city in Illinois, Chicago. Tome, Half Acre, Hazy Pale Ale, which Hazy is one of my favorite type of pale ales. That's actually pretty good. Yeah, I like that. But anyways, Matt, so it's the summer. It's dead in the summer. Do you have a go-to beer for summer? Do you drink?
Just Coors Light.
Just Coors Light.
Yeah. Right. It's my go-to beer for everything. So.
How's your summer going? What have you been doing?
Not much, just work, my children.
Yeah.
Break up. That's about it.
Oh yeah.
How many hours are you going through work?
Right now, just 40.
Just 40.
But before, we were working like 50 to 60 hours a week.
Is that like spring and the winter hours usually pretty long?
Normally, because a lot of we powder coat, so mm-hmm. a lot of companies we powder coat for have two weeks off in the summer and then 2 weeks off in the winter. So usually fall and spring is more productive.
What about you, Matt? How's your, since it's been 3 weeks, how's your summer been?
It's been fine. Our hours backed off. I guess that's kind of nice. We get like one more hour a day.
That extra hour helps like a motherfucker.
I had an injury that I probably shouldn't show on camera so we don't get banned.
You can't show injuries on cam?
Probably not. Blood and gore, right?
I don't know. I mean, you play horror video games.
I guess. But like actual human blood and gore?
I don't know.
I don't know the rules. I just don't want to break them if they exist. It was cutting wood, cutting trees and everything. Alcohol was not a factor. Probably was. What about you, Brian? How's your summer going? I haven't seen you in weeks.
My summer's been good, man. Just trying to play basketball, and I started working out again, so that's awesome. But let's move on to the question of the week.
The random question of the week.
What is one important skill that you think everyone should have?
Common sense.
Is that a skill, though?
I would say so. Have you met the people out there?
Yes, because I watch these videos all the time about dumbasses. It's just what they think and believe and speak. It's just crazy. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah. Know how to use a screwdriver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people, I don't know. It won't fit and shit like that. If you know how to take something apart,
that's what she
said.
Use
the right screwdriver.
We got someone in the chat, Derek Sullivan, Diesel 11. He says, "Jokes for days." Hi, Matt.
All right, hi, Derek.
Which Matt are you saying hi to?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll wait for that response.
Yeah, we will.
Jokes for days.
Let's just not talk until we get that response.
Yeah, we're just gonna sit here and stare at the screen.
Come on, Derek.
No, but I why would I need to learn how to use a screwdriver if I have you?
Exactly. I change your light bulbs.
I think people should know how to drive as soon as they're born. Because you still got people out there who don't know how to drive. I think it should be something that everyone should have. You know how to drive.
Well, here's the thing. I think that the driving course and whatever should be harder for people.
Yeah.
Because there should be more to do than just, having to get that.
What about the driver's test?
It should be harder. Yeah. All of it should be harder. Have you driven out there with those people?
Honestly, like driver's ed, they don't teach you anything you probably don't already know or you can assume. That they're teaching you to take a test, essentially, is what it is. Yeah. They're just training you to take a test.
Yeah, they're trying to get you the pass, and that's it.
They show you some gory pictures, and then, hey, here's what's going to be on the test. Did they do that for you guys at driver's ed? They show you the gory pictures, like, hey, if you don't pay attention, or if you look at your cell phone, this is what's going to happen.
Sure did, back in 2002.
Car wreck pictures and shit like that. It's...
What is one of your favorite things about summer?
I get my girls every other week.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I love is that, that not normal?
No, normally it's every other weekend and then every Wednesday.
Gotcha.
So you get during the summer, I get them every other week.
Oh, that's cool. So
the whole
weeks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I love that.
So yeah. Do you get like activities ready for them? Do you have that shit set up or you just come chill out and do whatever?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Like, I buy, they like making slime and, playing board games and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, and then the last time we stayed up late and played video games.
Nice. So, what video games you playing?
WWE 2K.
Oh, I would whoop your ass in that.
Start him young. You got to start him young.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. You have a place to train him for pro wrestling.
I know, right? I think they can do it.
Which everybody, I've talked about this. I feel like I bring this up every time.
Basically every single episode you brought this up.
I trained in pro wrestling one time and my buddy right here, Snyder, was with me.
Yeah, I witnessed.
What'd Derek say?
It's probably smelling salts too. Yeah, salts.
That's legal though.
Salts played a part in it. It's legal. Legal.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's legal.
Where do you buy those at?
Off of Amazon. Oh. They're technically a first aid item.
I have Amazon Prime, so.
Dude.
Get my next day. No.
Get this little thing right here. You don't even got to buy the little packets anymore. You just squeeze that thing and it gives you a little dose and it wakes you up. Actually, I looked it up one time because I didn't know what it did. And it was very recently. Somebody asked me, what does it do? It said it wakes you up.
You know how weed comes in carts? Yeah. What if cocaine started coming in those little things?
If they sold it on Amazon, look out.
I could see that being the next big thing.
I've been sleeping for a week.
Hey, you cocainers, go ahead and take that idea. You can have it.
Oh, man. Oh, what it does, you whatever it does in your nose, it creates a chemical reaction. It sends a signal to your brain to release adrenaline. And so then you get like a little drip of adrenaline. That's why smelling salts wake you up when you have
get knocked out. Yeah.
But I think now they're like backpedaling on the whole, it's a bad thing to sleep after you've had a concussion. I think they've backpedaled on that quite a bit.
Really?
But that's kind of what salts are for, is like feigning and concussions. So
wait, they're backpedaling, so you're allowed to sleep now?
I don't remember exactly. I remember reading about it. It's only interesting to me because I've had like fucking eight in my life, bro. It's bad, but... Actually, now that I think about it, that could be the cause of all my problems. Holy shit.
What if you have CTE? You don't even know it.
I probably do. I'm considering sending my brain for medical research. It'll just be soaked in Miller Lite, and they'll be like, all right, this dude's a drunk.
Next. We figured out that problem. That was easy. Anyways, let's keep talking about summer.
A really serious episode. It's more laid back version of that.
This is episode 3 of Summer Sessions.
Four. Say four, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Four. Four, you whore.
Oh, right. Matt.
Remember that.
Snyder.
Yeah.
So you said your favorite thing is hanging out with your kids. Mm-hmm. Now, what about in your childhood? What did you used to do back in the day? And during the summer, because it you know, school's out. So what, like, do you remember about summer back
like
then?
Before driver license or?
Well, what's like the best moments when you?
Two part question.
Before
it'll be like when you were a child, like a young child, and then we'll say high school. High school generally, not even before you got your license, just high school. So when you were a child,
I was at backyard wrestling. Is what I was doing.
Yes, we were. We could talk more about wrestling.
I remember always.
I think you brought this up before too.
Now, when I was in high school, I was the only one from my friends that had a job. So,
Burger King.
Yes. I did a lot of forking out money to restaurants and took people to Hooters and all over.
You never took me to Hooters.
I think you did. Didn't you?
No.
You didn't come with Andy and. No. Okay.
But as we get older, it's like it just all blends in, at least for me.
Yeah.
Same for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely work every day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you get vacation time at all?
Like, yeah. I get 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. It sucks. I was talking to my brother yesterday about vacation time in America, and because he has a German friend, and actually, there's a German guy that's training at his work right now. He's like, it's crazy how you Americans do your vacations. And like, what? So he started explaining. He's like, in Germany, when you start in the workforce, it goes by age. So like, say once you hit, I don't know what the work, let's just say 16 to 21, you get 1 week. Then once you hit 21 to 30, you get 2 weeks. From 30 to 40, you get 3 weeks. From 40 to 50, you get 5 weeks, something like that. Mm. He says it goes by age. So you could quit your job and go to start another job and you still get start off with 4 weeks of vacation. I was like, that's awesome.
Is it paid though?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be like some rule of tenure where you have to stay at that place.
No, how it is in America for sure. It's not there. That's why they think it's crazy.
I'm saying rule of tenure and okay, you get 3 weeks of vacation, but you can't get hired today and take 3 weeks of vacation tomorrow and get paid. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sure they can approve approve it. They'd have to approve your vacation. If you know, just start a job, you can't just say, "Oh, I want
to
take."
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be here for 6 months before you schedule your first week.
Maybe I don't know anything about that, but I just know that it goes by age, so I think that's super cool. Like, I'm 32, so I'd start off my next job if I wanted to at 3 weeks, no matter what.
What if you start a new job in January, you take 3 weeks of vacation, you get hired somewhere else and take 3 more weeks of vacation?
I'm sure. What if people do that?
I see a lot of holes in this fucking plan, bro. They are screwing up.
Well, people are going to start questioning your work resume.
What do you mean?
Is that what you would do?
Yeah, so you haven't had it.
What's the unemployment rate in Germany right now is what I want to know.
Look it up. But I'm just saying, this guy from Germany is saying it's just whack. But I mean, I think that shit keeps people there, though. Mm-hmm. I think that keeps you there, like keeps you working, as opposed to, I got to start a new job and I got to work 20 years before I get 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mine's 7.
And then also they have paternity leave and what's the other one?
Yeah.
Maternity
leave. When you're a mother?
Yeah.
When you have a child.
So they both get it.
Yeah, you can take both.
They both get it. Yeah. It's
okay, well, we get paternity leave too.
A lot of places have that.
Not a lot. In
a lot of countries.
Yeah. Not paid paternity leave. But
right.
No.
You can take your time off.
But this is paid. This is paid, and then you get a bunch of sick days. Whatever. It just sounds way better over there. I'm going.
I don't want to call it progressive because it's probably always been this way, but there's a lot of places in Europe too where lunch isn't 20 minutes. Lunch isn't 30 minutes. Like, you get to leave and you're gone for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as like, if you get your fucking work done, it shouldn't matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
No, I'm sure like our place is different because we do have a lot of work to do.
But manufacturing and like warehouse.
Yeah.
I guess environments are, that'd be far different than like if you were sitting at a desk, you got a stack of papers and you got to do all this today.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I would kill myself in 4 hours if I could get out 2 hours early.
In the
4 hours in the morning.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
you know, they're not going to be like, all right, you got to start sweeping the office. You know, like at the warehouse, you're done with your work, go sweep. Oh, fuck you.
I'm going to roll back that kill myself into it. I would work as hard as I can to get through those stack of papers.
We understood the first time.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to say that stuff on Twitch.
Yeah. You know? But I don't know. I just think you look at labor laws over there compared to here, and it's like, man, we should adapt some of that shit. Like, there's another country that has like 3-day weekends, and mm-hmm. it's like their productivity is the exact same as ours. Yep. Like, they're still getting the same amount of shit done as some people.
Okay. Oh, we're going here.
Yeah. Well, you brought it up.
Right, here we go. This is my fault.
So, here we go. What,
okay, is your work pushing the vaccine for you?
No,
they're not making you or nothing. They're just, are they pushing it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're gonna bring someone in. Fire department to give the Johnson & Johnson shot.
The worst one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They're bringing them to your work?
Yep. And they're going to give us $50 to take it.
Oh, we didn't get that shit.
That is incentivized as fuck.
Yeah. So they do, or they are pushing it for you to take it. Okay. So, now listen. I
mean, go on with what you're saying because it's going to blow his fucking mind.
Okay. Now, when you get the shot, you get side effect, or is it called side effects? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next day, you might be feeling, like you said, fatigue, mm-hmm. you know, symptoms. And you might not want to go to work. If you call off at your job, would they point you at all?
It depends if you have personal time or not. If you have personal time, they can use it. But if you don't, they point you.
They're going to point you.
Yeah, if you don't have any personal time.
Even though it's a vaccine that they push on you.
Mm-hmm. It's personal time.
That's how it is at my place.
Is that what you consider sick time? Or if you have a vacation day that's already scheduled...
No, it's
would they take that away?
Yeah, you get a vacation time and you get personal time. Personal time could be used for anything.
Because I knew it would be like that at somewhere else. So if you have a vacation day scheduled 1 month from now,
they take it from you.
You get the shot. You have no sick time.
No, they probably give you a choice, though, right?
They give you a point.
They give you a choice. But yeah, they give you a point if you're there. And then if you go to the doctors and you bring in a doctor note, it's only 1 point. But if you...
Sorry.
It's all good. But if you just, you know, call off because you're sick and you don't have any personal time, then you get 3 points.
See, I think it's bullshit because this is a vaccine that they're pushing on you.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to pay you $50. Okay, what if I'm feeling like a shit the next day because of this vaccine and now you're not letting me take a day off? I think that's bullshit.
It is.
And that's how it is at my job too. It's like they took a vacation day away from me. Instead of, like, you don't even have to pay me, just ONS me or whatever, mm-hmm. like, which off on...
Off not scheduled.
So, like, pretty much you just don't get paid, but they don't point you either. But the only way they do that is if you don't have any PTO time at all, vacation or any earned time.
That's where it screwed up. I don't know if he understood, like, what you're saying. Brian had vacation scheduled
for Colorado.
Yeah, for Colorado in the near future or whatever. He got the second COVID vaccination. He didn't have any what we call attendance bonus days, which would be your sick time. Yeah. That's what you consider, I would consider sick time.
But you have to earn your sick time. They don't give you sick time. You have to earn it.
His vacation was already scheduled. You don't have any on the shelf. So when he said he was sick the next day and he couldn't come in, they took one of the vacation days that he already had scheduled. Okay?
They didn't give me a choice either.
In this second scenario.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
In the second scenario, if Brian had no sick time and all of his vacation was used up, he would be off, not scheduled.
They would give me the onus, which proves to me, one day off. Which shows me that, yes, you could do it. You just don't want to because you want to be greedy and petty and take my shit.
Now, did you go talk to HR about it?
They're the ones that told me.
They told you, oh.
This is what's going down.
Gotcha.
Here's the other one. If you're sick and you have...
That's crazy.
If you have what you would consider COVID symptoms and your test is negative...
They point you.
You get a point.
That's crazy.
I just don't get it, man.
If you get, say you're sick one day and you get sent home, like Brian comes in, I can literally physically see that you are fatigued. You don't feel well.
It's not a hangover. I didn't go to the Jacks. I didn't go to Jacks the night before.
You know, you literally don't feel well. Like some places, like intelligent places in the right, like the way our climate is right now, they would send you home and they would have you tested. If you test negative, do you think Hoosier would give you a point? I think they would.
Yeah, my place does
too. For sending you home?
If you test negative, they'll give you a point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but if you test positive, then you're good. You're off.
Now it's like, save my job, I need to get COVID.
Start licking polls. It's semi-situational too, because we had like proof of exposure. I actually thought about this a lot, like when it happened earlier, like, you were you tested positive for COVID, right? I was exposed. That was my second week there. And I was like, well, I was at Brian's on Saturday.
I'm not feeling right.
And so was half of shipping.
That's WrestleMania weekend.
We were there watching WrestleMania. And it's like, well, I woke up the next day and it's probably my anxiety-ridden mind. And I was almost 100% sure I already had it. I'd never been tested though. And I was like, well, I kind of feel like shit, but I did have 16 Miller Lights last night. I'm going to go get tested anyway. So I went and got tested, and they didn't give me a point. You know what I mean? They were completely reasonable. And like, he called me. I called in, and I said, I don't know, I don't feel that good. I will come in. And he said, and Sousley was the one that made the call. He's like, no, just tell him to stay home. We don't give a shit. Just stay home. We'll be fine. And then the, safety guy, he called me and he said, well, we'll get you a test scheduled up. Are you going to you need to sleep for a little bit or can you go in the morning? Like, he was actually really nice about it, which was surprising.
When I had COVID, those guys were awesome to me.
Yeah, they were great. They were extremely reasonable. And I was like, dude, I can go right now. I was in my truck about to leave for work. And I was like, I just don't feel good. And, you know, I went and I tested negative and I was like, I can come in the back half of the day. And he said, no, just stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home. We'll see you tomorrow. You know, it's just one day of training. We'll finish up on Saturday or something.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. They were extremely reasonable.
But now it's getting to the point where, like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. The people who
you've been there, so.
People who make the dumb decisions on that stuff.
All the creations.
The people who make the dumb decisions on stuff like that, like points and things like that, are the people who are under pressure by somebody else and they're forced to make a decision, I think is what it is. And I'm not, you know, we're not going to name names at any workplace or anything like that, but. They have all this pressure on them. It's like, well, why can't you keep any employees? Well, why did this guy call off this day? It's like, well, I don't know. He had a fever. He wasn't feeling good. He might have had COVID. Well, okay, give him a point. It's like, well, if he gets a point, he's getting fired.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it's that dude's choice. And if he makes the wrong choice, then it's his job on the line.
Right.
There's so many people under pressure, and I don't know. It all adds up. This has got so fucking deep.
My thing is, like, you had a whole year to figure out your policy, and it changes every fucking day.
Yes.
It's like, do you not know? Just stick to your policy. Let us know how it is, what it is you're doing, and then stick with it. And it changes literally twice a week. The fuck's going on? That's how I got my vacation ticket. I did not know that.
Yeah. But it's their own, I guess it's rational fear of the fact that people will fucking abuse that. But as far as I know, at our workplace, nobody abused that.
But those people won't last anyway. Yeah, so let them do it, and then they're not going to last.
You're not being paid. they're not scheduled. If they're not there, they're not there. If it puts you in a hard place for a day, I guess I understand. We were crazy far behind at one point at work, which is probably what made it change. But yeah, when you change that, put it on a fucking piece of paper and put it by a time clock.
Yeah, well, emails, right?
Right.
It literally
text.
It pushes you to the point of individually losing your job because they took a vacation day away from you, and 100% you are not going to Colorado.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the second year they would have taken it away from me.
Yeah.
So no.
Fuck that.
I was like, no, I'm willing to lose my job. You either work with me or I'm out. Like, that's how I was when I talked to the HR girl. She said, no, we'll figure this out. And then we did.
I wasn't like super mad for your situation until you said the thing about if you're out of personal time, then they ONS you. That's the thing that fucking pisses me off the most. That makes
it tells
me
you they're
so
willing to
mad,
do it.
Dude.
It's just, oh, well, we need all your shit first. We need all your fucking shit.
Yeah.
Isn't she from, anyways, we got to take a break because we're already at 52 minutes. This is going to be shit to edit. I mean, we still got to get to history lessons with Matt.
All right.
We're going to call it that.
All right.
Sounds so we'll good. Be right back, guys. If anybody's on Twitch, thank you for joining us, guys. We'll see you in a little bit.
Peace.
Now it's time for the Uber Facts of the Week from Twitter account Uber Facts. Using MRI scans of dogs' brains, scientists have found that they not only love their humans, they see their owners like family. They also prioritize the scent of their owners over anything and anyone else.
I guess that's how search dogs work. Does that make sense?
What do you mean? That does make sense.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess they'd show a scent to a dog and it'd be used to it. They'd chase it down.
See, I'm more of a cat person.
Yeah.
Because I don't like all the attention. Mm. So.
Same.
I love it.
You feed a cat, you clean the litter box, and they come to you when they want attention.
My cat don't give That's a it. Shit. And he hasn't for 14 years, dog.
But the dogs, constantly
I can see
up your ass.
They're low maintenance. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I love That's dogs right. and I love the attention because of that. Because I feel like they are more loyal and more cuddly and just amazing.
Probably.
They have like some effect to the same as like what they call goldfish brain, where it's like dogs cry when you leave. I don't know. I don't even know. I think I read this once. They cry when you leave because they think you're leaving and you're never coming back.
Yeah.
Every time you leave, every day when you go to work. Like if you tell that to somebody that loves dogs and they don't really know it, dude, it breaks their heart.
Yeah.
I did it to someone once and she hated. They hated the idea of that.
Yeah, it's
and
true
she,
though.
She fucking lit up the computer.
I know a girl who literally will put like 14 hours of sound on the TV just so like the dog doesn't feel
alone.
They
got their own shows.
Yeah. So the dog doesn't feel alone all day. But I've also seen like people like record their dogs when they're gone and literally they're just whining the whole time. It's like, oh, that's so sad. But that's why you love them, man. Cause like, they're like your little.
That's probably ruined like, people now that fucking what? Like the Nest, the home camera systems are so available and like they're all wireless and people got cameras all over their house. They're probably tuning in. They're like, I wonder what the dog's doing.
Yeah. Crying. Just I can't cry. Watch this.
Yeah. That would mess
Sitting
up my
at
day.
Your desk at work.
Oh, God. I'm coming home. But yeah.
Give me a point. I got COVID.
That was your Uber fact of the week.
Looks like you're ready for another beer.
What's up, Open Tabians? We are back for part 2 of episode 3 of Open Tab Summer Session. Matt, what's up, man? How are you? So before we get into the... Before we get into the rest of the show, of course, is our second round and our last call, pretty much. This is the last part of the show. So what are you drinking, Snyder?
I'm drinking All Day Vacay. It's from Founders.
Ooh, Founders All Day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's their summer... issue of All Day, which All Day IPA is its own beer, and it's delicious. I love All Day. It's one of my favorites from Founders. Never had that one though, so I'm jealous that you guys are having it right now. Is it good?
It's yeah, a, It's a wheat ale, actually, not an IPA. I just wanted to say that.
So all day is an IPA, but yeah, that's cool. So Matt, you're drinking it as well.
I'm drinking it as well. I'm kind of curious what he thinks about it.
Okay, yeah. What is it? How is it?
I actually like it.
Really?
Better than the last one, yeah.
Would you buy this?
Yes.
Because I know you don't, you just drink Coors.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But yeah,
that's awesome.
This.
So yeah.
No joke.
These are seasonal, so you can only find them like during spring and summer.
Well, they suck then.
But maybe you like the all-day IPA, though, like the all-year-round one. Maybe you like that one.
The only way I can describe all-day IPA, it literally is its namesake. Like, that is an IPA that's not... I am, again, the disclaimer, I am not a fucking beer critic. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you drink a lot of the shit that says IPA on it, and it's like they're trying way too fucking hard. All-day IPA, it tastes like an IPA. You probably can't drink it all day because it'll fuck you up. But you can drink that a lot more than you can, like, a lot of the other shit that's 9% alcohol and all that. Yeah, it's true.
But let's move on. You said you want to bring something up. Yeah. You said you want to bring something up.
You go to the Triway to see your movies, but you also go to see theirs. So if you would say that there's two movies you'd like to take your daughters to the Triway to see, what would they be? It could be two movies from any point in time. It could have been a movie that came out 30 years ago. It could have been it could be a movie that didn't come out.
So many. Lion King, Disney movie.
Which one, the original Pixar's? Or the new one?
They love the new one.
They love so that'd be screen one or movie one.
Yeah,
one.
You get a movie one and a movie two.
Jungle Book. I really love that one too.
So you're doubling up on the classics. Yeah. You're not going to anything newer.
The new one or the old one?
Well,
I forgot there was a new one.
The new one, yeah. The live action.
The live action one.
They like that because then they think animals can talk.
They can.
Is it good? I haven't seen it. Is it really
good? Yes, it was really good. Yeah, it was directed by John Favreau, which also directed Iron Man.
Yeah,
Iron Man, Marvel.
Marvel,
Man.
Yep.
He's been in there. Happy and he's, Hogan.
Happy,
Hogan.
Yep.
So, okay, exactly. Now what about you, though? Like, your two favorite movies, your dream.
That was the second part of the question. What are your two movies? You're going alone. Snyder Matt, alone by himself at the Triway.
Your two dream movies.
Your two dream movies. You can only pick two.
Shoot.
And you have to pick which one you lead with.
I'd say...
Do you go double comedy? Do you laugh the entire 6 hours?
Of course. Of course you do.
You do?
Well, I think so, yes. Yeah. I'd go with Tommy Boy and Billy Madison. Ooh. Those are two movies I can watch over and over again and still laugh.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Did I say Billy Madison on one of them?
I don't remember, bro. Like I said, I was drinking. All right, let's move on to History Time with Snyder Man.
All right.
So I asked Snyder to bring a hit, because last time on Drunk with Buds, the last time you were here, you told a story about Christopher Columbus and how he was not a very good man. And you love history. You're knowledgeable in history, right?
Yes.
You like, so you, and that's one of your favorite topics. So I asked you to bring another story or tale or whatever you want to call it. Is this story? History fact, whatever.
It's something that wasn't taught in school.
The floor is yours.
All right. You all know Thomas Edison, right? Thomas Edison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The light bulb guy.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. More of a Tesla guy.
of a Jack Edison guy.
Yeah. What?
Well, for some reason, my tales are about people that weren't as good as everyone thought they were.
Damn.
So, Edison, yes, he was an inventor, but... He wasn't much of an inventor. He was more of a CEO. He had a bunch of people working for him.
Really?
Yeah, he has like 1,093 patents, but a lot of them were jointed. So he has other people on him. Or he took the other people's ideas. Now, really? Nikola Tesla.
He worked for Edison.
He worked for Edison, yes. Yeah. He helped with the DC. You know what DC power is?
Direct current. It's your car battery.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he helped with that. He worked on that with him.
Really?
Yep, and Nikola Tesla ended up quitting because, you know, Edison was a dick.
Yeah.
No offense. But, and then Nikola Tesla created the AC current, AC. You know what AC is? Alternating current.
It's called the current wars.
Yes. Edison wanted to fight with it, wanted to take both of the, you know, the DC and the AC and put them together, see which one was more powerful.
Really?
Yeah, but Tesla said no. He didn't feel like he needed to prove anything to Edison.
Right.
Well, later on, they end up finding out that AC was stronger than DC.
Not only stronger, very much so safer.
Really?
Yes.
And so is that how the band AC/DC was formed?
Maybe.
Dad joke. Come get your dad joke. AC is what runs through your walls, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even though that, you know, Edison was, you know, discovered the light bulb or whatever, you know, invented the light bulb, that is now ran by AC, which was Nikola Tesla's invention, mm-hmm. which no one ever gives him credit for that. You know what I'm saying? Nikola Tesla died as a poor man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he actually had an invention called the Tesla coil that would be able to give us free electricity. That it gathered, and see, there's energy all around us. Mm-hmm. And it would gather energy from the air and give out electricity mm-hmm. for it. Now, he went to all the big names, you know, Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan and all them and said, hey, I got this idea here. You know, I need your backing, you know, your money, of course. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, how much are we going to make from this? He said, nothing. It's free energy. It's for the world. Well, they didn't back his idea, of course. And they went with Edison.
They're not going to make money, dog.
Exactly. And they went with Edison's idea of making money.
Really?
And that's why we have, like, you know, NIPSCO and all electrical companies and everything. So imagine we could have had free energy.
Yeah.
But
the example of that, I don't know. Like, it doesn't cost much for a country to give their residents internet. I don't know which Asian country it is. I don't want to say it's South Korea. It's somebody fairly progressive and like up to times, you know, and internet's considered a commodity. You don't pay for it. You have the internet. The internet's free.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, right now, if the internet went away, what would your life be like?
Yeah.
Fuck, it would be so fucking hard, bro.
We wouldn't be doing this.
Could you imagine electricity being a commodity, Brian? You'd be doing laundry every day. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You'd be taking 48-minute showers just because you don't have to pay for your hot water. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not bad for us. We make decent, I would assume we all make decent amounts of money enough to take hot showers like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Then you got people like Tony. He can't take a hot shower if he wants to. Somebody drove a car into his fucking building.
Shouts out.
But you don't have to pay for electricity.
Right.
You don't have to pay your electric bill. How much is that every month? $80?
A little cheaper, but yeah.
It's $1,000 a year, mm-hmm. essentially. It's in your pocket just because it's free.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if it's fucking weird that you brought up Iron Man and Jon Favreau over all this, but like, you know what I mean? The arc reactor, it's self-sustaining. It creates its own power and things like that. I almost wonder if that shit is based on that.
That's what the coil would have been. Yeah. It would have been unlimited energy. Imagine what they could have done with that. The cars, you know, we won't have to worry about fossil fuels because they could have been done so much stuff with that. Mm-hmm. Before he passed away, he was working on something, a larger coil to see if he can, you know, create more electricity, which, yeah, the small one did create a lot of electricity, but I want to see if he can do like a whole city with the larger one. But then he passed away.
Damn, and nobody ever wanted to do it, huh?
The FBI actually went in and got all of his documents, all of his inventions, and they have it. So
they don't want anybody touching that shit.
See,
yeah,
I mean, think about it.
There's a documentary I watched, I think, once about this specific thing. But they said Edison is—he's a literally like a ruthless, cutthroat person. Mm-hmm. If you got in a contest
powered by
with
greed.
Him, if you got in a contest with him 20 years ago, he will take 20 years to try and fucking bury you and everything that you, like I guess took—you could say took from him. Even if you're better, even if your idea is better,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
well, he explained it with the DC-AC thing.
Yeah, and another thing is. He created Edison created a cannon that shot electricity for his DC, right? That's what he wanted to challenge Nikola with, you know, with that cannon. And he electrocuted elephants just to prove that it was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. 100%.
I never heard that.
Yep. That's how good of a guy Mr. Thomas Edison was.
And then we sit here and celebrate him all the time.
He weaponized somebody's better technology against them.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially is what he did just to bury him, and he hadn't lost at that point, I think, right? That was during the current wars.
Yeah that was during it, because that's what he wanted to do to Nikola Tesla, was show him, was have him create one as well, mm-hmm. and then test it,
mm-hmm.
but Nikola Tesla's like, I got nothing to prove to you, that won't solve anything. So
Damn.
It's funny you bring that up about the dude. I talked about it before we were on air about the guy who had invented a motion picture camera years before Edison had it. I suggest anybody who's listening, let's see how many viewers there are. Just one, and it's me. if you get a chance, go. I think it's BuzzFeed Unsolved has a channel, and they have one about, his name is Pierre-Marc Legrand, I believe is what it was. Mm-hmm. He invented a motion picture camera years before Edison did, and then he disappeared while on a train ride to New York to claim the patent for the motion picture camera.
Oh, shit.
Literally fucking disappeared. Nobody's ever heard from him. Nobody's ever seen him. His family was living in America. He went to Europe to do his research because he feared for his life.
There's another...
So he left the country or he died? He disappeared?
He left the country. He was there from Europe. They moved to America, and he was an inventor.
Yeah.
So he moved back to Europe because he feared for his own life. Mm-hmm. And then he invented something great years before anybody else did, and then he disappeared when he was on his way back.
That's crazy.
With something and the technology to take something from someone else, being Edison.
And it's all about money. Like, my dad told me once, there was a guy in the 80s that invented a carburetor that would give better gas mileage or whatever. And
I've heard this one too, bro.
Yeah. And the government bought it from him and
did never
nothing,
heard about it,
nothing with it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because, you know, that doesn't help the oil companies.
Right.
Doesn't help anyone like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't put money in their pockets.
Yeah.
If there's somebody small that can do something better, you buy them and make them go away.
I mean, same with weed. Okay. Can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We'd be smoking all day. All right. No, I'm just kidding.
It's same with weed. I heard that they started the war on drugs, you know, against weed because that the plant, the hemp, you know, can make paper and rope and all that stuff, and it'd take away from the lumber companies. And that was a big no-no. So, of course, the lobbyists, you know, voted that's against the law. Even though Thomas Jefferson grew it on the lawn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, where's the fiduciary value in curing cancer?
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
No one can make money for that. I guarantee you.
They want cancer to be a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even at like a 75% fatality rate on like chemotherapy treatment and shit like that, you still got to pay for it even if you die, dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This shit is so fucked up.
Same thing with like HIV and AIDS and...
Yeah.
Magic Johnson's had it forever, dog. He's all right.
He's rich enough to... Yeah.
Because he can afford it. Mm-hmm. And he will pay it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure if he has it. He might have been cured at this point.
Well, exactly. I heard he doesn't have it anymore.
You don't even hear about it. Yeah. You don't hear about it.
Like 5 or 6 years ago, I heard that he doesn't have it anymore.
This is so... We got so deep on the summer sessions, man. We're talking about curing cancer and HIV.
Hey, man, we're deep in the summer. We're deep in the summer sessions.
But if it doesn't give him money, then it's never going to happen.
Right. That's interesting for everybody out at home to think about.
It's not interesting for you, Doug?
No, for me too. I mean, I haven't heard the Thomas Edison shit, but the HIV stuff, the cancer, and that's definitely like that's in your face. There's like, how much does it cost just to keep you going for the rest of your life if you have cancer?
Yeah,
it costs a shit ton. Every session of what's it called, the chemo, you know, that's just crazy amounts. The pills you take for whatever, how much is that a month? You know, it's just crazy.
Another thing to think about is
EpiPens are ridiculous right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I got one in my fridge, dog. It's expired as fuck, and I'm not buying a new one.
Right. Yeah. It's expensive as fuck just to have one of those now. Mm-hmm. It used to be like $20, and now they're like $600 per, something like that. Because
it's big pharma.
Exactly.
It's big pharma, and I believe it was Walgreens came out with one that they made on their own, and I think they ended up getting sued and lost because they were selling it for like $20 or something ridiculous like that. Because it costs nothing to make it, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
It's synthetic adrenaline. That's all it is. It's just like taking smelling salts.
Yeah, and you think about this vaccine and how fast they created that.
Mm-hmm.
They've been supposedly working on cancer forever.
Can't figure it out. Mm.
But it may be like, I don't know. That's what's crazy to me is that the vaccine is essentially free. They're giving it to anybody for free. Like it takes a serious existential, potentially pandemic crisis for them to make things free other than like a polio shot when you're born. yeah. or whatever hepatitis vaccination you take. I think you get like 2 hepatitis shots when you're born, and then like tetanus. Even a tetanus shot isn't free.
Yeah.
You want to get lockjaw, Brian? You want to be able to like not eat Chipotle?
No.
When was your last tetanus shot?
Like 3 years ago.
Okay, you're fine for a little bit.
Yeah, at least 10 years.
Mine was 4 years ago when I got my hand cut open.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you don't have memory or if it's not documented medically, they will just give you a tetanus shot anytime you go to the ER yeah. for something like a cut or a wound or things like that.
Interesting stuff, man. But we gotta end this show before we get too deep. Yeah. I would love to have you back, though, and talk more about stuff like that because I think that shit's interesting.
I got plenty more.
All right. More about Edison and Tesla is all I want, man. I fucking yeah. love that shit. We studied that shit for a year.
What are you watching?
I don't know. You missed it. You better rewind it, Brian.
No, okay.
There was just a chick getting... Okay.
I'm not going to Jax anymore.
Yeah, you are.
All right. But anyways, there's a sex scene on the TV. And so we turned and watched it a little bit. But thank you both of you, Matt Snyder. Thank you for coming, man. Thanks always a pleasure. I'm glad you enjoyed that beer,
yes.
Matt. See you next time, next Wednesday. If anybody listens to this on
Monday, tomorrow, fuck you, mean, bro.
This Wednesday, if anybody's listening on Monday, this Wednesday, we will have another Twitch stream because we have another guest on that day. So that'll be fun, Andrew.
Oh, I didn't realize that was just set that. Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday.
I'll probably be here. We'll see what I got going.
So he will be here, and we'll be doing that. But this episode will be on Monday. So thank you for joining us. Anybody want to plug their socials at all?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
You can follow the Open Tab at @_OpenTabPod on Twitter and Instagram, and then twitch.tv/OpenTabEntertainment. As always, we'll see you next Monday. Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer, I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer. Since that summer.